This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Hostgator, one of the top web hosting providers around. Save 60% off of shared hosting for 3 years with code MMA60.
Smart Home, an easy-to-use source for lighting, security, and home entertainment products that the average do-it-yourselfer can safely install. Get 10% off with code MMANUTS10.
Factor 75, get healthy meals delivered to you. Get $25 off your first order using code MMA25. Mattress Firm, mattress buying made easy with lowest prices and comfort guarantee. Save 10% off with code MMANUTS10. Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fam, this is MMA Nuts, episode 456.
456.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Groth, MMA Show. My fans, for my fans, Mike Line between serious and ridiculous.
Hey.
Let's snap it in.
Happy belated after Christmas time.
Yeah.
We survived the holidays. Go us.
I heard yours barely survived, this guy.
The stomach flu hit the fam, and it went from the child to me. And it was violent, man. I was puking. I was like, for like 6 hours, and also coming out the other end.
Yeah.
It was like back and forth. And then you flush and you turn around.
Yeah. And then it smells. That's what gets you, too. You're like, oh my God.
It's terrible smell.
It's so brutal.
The crazy thing was, I thought I ate a lot of food that day, but everything was total liquid. It's just like, whatever it was just destroyed my insides.
Yeah.
Why is it liquid? It doesn't make sense. I don't digest food that fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
But why is it coming out like that?
I couldn't tell you. I'm no doctor.
It's like if there are doctors out there, please explain to me how I can put solid foods and then everything comes out liquid for like 6 or 7 hours. And then my abs hurt for 3 days and I'm still not right. Like physically, I'm kind of worn out. Try to work exercise. I'm like, I'm kind of tired. Been resting a lot more than I usually do.
Throw your back out because you're fucking puking so
not
hard.
Yeah,
that shit hurts. It's violent.
Yeah. My stomach. I hate throwing up. I think you're a champ at it. I can't do it. I don't rarely ever throw up. Mm-hmm. I'm terrified of it. So I thought I was going to die. I felt so sick.
Well, the thing is, just don't fight it. That's the problem. When you're
fighting it, yeah.
Just let it fly and let it work easier. It's still horrific, but if you let it give
fighting.
In. It's like if you're tripping balls, just
let it go.
And wherever it takes you, it takes you. Yeah, it's gotta. And it always feels better after it comes out.
Right after.
Fighting
it. Great, yeah.
Fighting
that taste and all that stuff.
Yeah, brutal.
Yeah, so I don't wish that on anyone. But the holidays were fun otherwise, you know. Got to spend a little time with my kids. Do a little holiday stuff, hang out.
And we're enjoying like 60-degree weather here in the Chicagoland area. It was fucking, I think we had 3 to 5 inches of snow on Halloween and not so much on Christmas. It's fucking 60 degrees.
Yeah, super hot.
Weird.
My son is almost 11, and he's getting to that age now where certain video games, like, I'm having a hard time beating him. So enjoy. Even having this, like, basketball where we're playing, like, NBA basketball on the Xbox. And we first got it, you know, and I was kind of creaming him, and he's getting the hang of it a little bit. I was teaching him how to play and don't shoot threes all day long. And then all of a sudden, like, this last couple days, I'm like, fuck, like, it's third quarter. I'm like, shit, I'm down by 6. Like, I can't catch this guy. Like, what the fuck? He's beat me like 3 times in a row, and he thinks I'm letting him win or something, but no, he's just literally just, he's just putting it to
their
me.
Their reflexes and their learning
way
curve,
faster.
It's so much better than ours. Yeah. Like, my daughter, who's 13, was beating me years ago. That shit. Like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, I'm a video game champ.
Blasphemy.
If it's a shooting game, I'll still beat ass.
Of course.
When you're playing all this other fucking the games the kids like to play, I'm still not winning.
He surprises me now. We played some Switch stuff where, you know, it's like party games and he's creaming everybody. I'm like, wow, you are pretty good at gaming. Okay. All righty then.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
It's weird because we're like gamers from, I can't even remember the first game. It's maybe 6 when I'm playing Pong on an Odyssey on a black and white TV, but we grew up as gamers and we're still getting beat, even being a gamer from a child, which is bizarre.
Well, my taste has changed too. I'm not into the shooters so much anymore. I don't think I have the, like, it's like too much happening. I like simple games. Simple, like, that's why I like the Switch. They got cool little simple shit you can play, put it down, you know, or like little like platformers you can mess around with. But these shooting games, there's like a zillion buttons and all this shit going on. Like, oh my God, I get lost in the whole details. I know you still play Battlefield. The EA has now a bunch, all the Battlefields and shit available on that Access thing. You can play four or five. I think that's a good one for $30 a year or whatever it is, $26, whatever. I think that's not a bad deal.
Yeah, because you'd have access to the hockey too.
Hockey, basketball, football, everything that's EA basically in the last, I think they let you go back 3 years in the catalog for the sports games. So, you know, you can, pretty cool. I think it's a good deal, but kids.
Yeah, because my, whatever that thing is, the Game Pass, I think mine expires at the end of February.
Oh, so does mine. How do you change it back to, can you change it back to just a regular subscription? I tried to figure that out. I have no idea.
To what? What do you mean?
To have just Xbox like Live, but not have the, you still got to pay the $5, whatever it is, right?
Well, it goes to like 15 a month.
Yeah, but how do you turn off, how do you revert it from the Game Pass? Because they fuck with us when they did that.
Well, there was an option, like when you sign up, to tell it to don't renew. So there's that tweak in there.
But then you don't have Xbox Live anymore.
No, you still have Xbox Live. You do? But you won't have the Game Pass. There was an option. I know I read about it, but...
Okay. I thought they were married together in that.
It was just for that part when you bought the Game Pass, you had it for as long as you had Xbox Live.
Ah.
For whatever it was, $1 for whatever the rest of your subscription was. So.
All right. Should we talk some MMA? This is an MMA show after all, Matt. Come on here.
So we had the Bellator Japan, right?
With the Z.
Bellator.
Two of them.
Ryzen, their co-mingled card.
Yes.
We had a scissor fight. We're just going to talk about the main event because fuck me. Rampage Jackson versus Fedor Emelianenko. And they had that fucking announcer. We were just talking about it beforehand. She sounds like a witch. She's like tearing vocal cords. Emelianenko!
He's turning purple.
Fedor! Like, what? This lady's still alive? I feel a little witchy up in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
So they have their 10-minute intros, and wow, Rampage Jackson, what can you say?
He's a little svelte, Matt. I mean, doughy.
A svelte 265. Fucking. And
he's got chubbiness. He seemed embarrassed in the weigh-ins. He's like, what are you, did you see that
video? He weighed it backwards.
Like, what are you guys all doing here? I thought I didn't have to do this anymore. Like, he was all, at first I thought he was kidding. I'm like, no, he's embarrassed to take a shirt off. Like, yeah. It's like a.
Jesus Christ. Here's the guy who made fun of that guy titties on the show, and now Rampage is the titties guy.
He's got titties and a
huge
belly.
Gut. He's like Roy Nelson.
Yeah. How does that happen?
I had dinner with him,
Video games?
He fucking ate all the cheesecake in the world at dinner. Like, what are you doing? You're an MMA fighter. I understand enjoying yourself, but
I mean, you've eaten all the cheesecake.
Right.
At least once.
Yeah. But I understand. Here's a guy who was fighting at light heavyweight, so now you give him the freedom of heavyweight. Like, fuck, I can eat anything. And if you've restricted yourself for so many years, it's just like a Gina Carano H-bomb. Like, you're just going off the rails. She's thick as fuck, too, right now.
By the way. Sexy thick or just thick?
I don't know.
Let me Google this
shit. She's in a Mandalorian, and she's been wearing some outfits. She's probably pushing 200 right now. She's big, but you can find some outfits of her.
I'm looking right now, sir. Let's see.
Probably post some shit.
Yeah, she's a little thick. Holy moly, what happened?
There was a Mandalorian welcome party. There's a yellow dress with her, and she's super thick. I think if you...
Good Lord, she looked like...
The meat bomb.
Like, what's her face? The princess. Where's the yellow dress?
I don't know. Who you're talking about?
Belle? Belle.
Okay.
Belle. Beauty.
But, like, 300 pounds heavier.
Jesus.
I don't know if it's healthy. I can't see what's going on. Yeah, she's the titty balls are growing. Exponentially.
Arachnus.
So.
I don't know. If you're going to be stocky, right, as a woman, you got to have the breasts. I think if that's a good combo. So, like, it balances everything out. You know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
If you're going to be, like, thick, like super thick, like extra thick, like really thick, gotta have big titties with it. It's important. You can't have it. Otherwise, you're like,
You can't.
Need something to hold on to.
If you're a fat bitch and you don't have fat titties, go fuck yourself? Is that what you're trying to say? That's what I thought I heard.
I mean,
going from that side of the room.
I'm not going to stop you okay. from saying that. It's, you know,
it is what it is. Let's talk about Rampage and his titties. See, this is how we get on the tangent, but let's talk about the fight. 265 Rampage, I think 240 Fedor. I think Rampage threw all of 6 strikes in the fight, and he looked winded after strike 3.
He's like, oh.
Like, what are you doing? It was a lot of defense, too. A lot of high guard, you know.
Sure.
He's trying to slip and not working. Fedor looked on point, man. He looked sharp.
Very sharp.
And then, what, like 3 minutes in? Something like that? He fucking cranks Rampage in the tempo.
Yep.
Rampage goes down. Looked like he tapped, didn't he?
Kind of. He's shaking his head. He's like, nah,
I'm good, man.
I'm good.
And after the fight, Rampage tweets this out. He says, win some, lose some, get paid for all. What? So I can just get fat and show up, get KO'd, and everything's cool.
Well, he did. I thought he did say he was going to talk about losing some weight, maybe. I think he needs to lose about 29 pounds at least.
Well, if
not 30.
That's how he's going to show up, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Unless he was injured. I mean, I can understand an injury.
He never liked running. You remember the show when he was like, they're showing him, he's like, I run miles. I'm like, dude, I fucking run. That's not running. I don't know what the hell you were doing.
Speed walking.
It's like speed running.
Sped walking.
Yeah, I don't know what he was doing. He's talking about running 6 miles. I'm like, no.
I don't know.
That pace is going to take you 3 days. So.
But I'll tell you what, this version of Rampage, I don't ever want to see him fight again.
No.
Like, you should just hang it up. If you're just showing up, because this is, to me, it looked 100% like I'm collecting a paycheck.
Yeah.
And that tweet confirmed it for me. And that is not what we want to see.
No, I agree.
Nope. And then he had some other comment, which was kind of funny. Pre-fight, he's doing some interview, he says, Fedor has ruined his sex life because when he's having sex, all he can think about is Fedor with a straight face hitting some chick doggy style wearing nothing but his Christmas sweater.
What? Oh, fuck. I have that sweater. I should have worn that.
Oh, yeah, you
remember
do.
That one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
Yes. I thought about actually wearing that out before, but I don't know if people would get it.
One or two people would understand.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, Fedor.
Yeah.
The Fedor!
We should go see like a MMA fight at a bar or something. I'll wear it if we do that.
People would want
to be like, whoa, that dude's cool. He's wearing blue jeans too, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Ah, that'd be a good Halloween outfit.
Like, are you Freddy Krueger or something?
I am
something?
The Fedor, but I have too much hair to be Fedor. Hmm. You could be the Fedor.
Could be. But I'd have to shave that. Yeah. That ain't happening. I don't shave ever. Fuck right. That.
Not even my balls. This like hair. I was like,
well, I'll shave those. You gotta shave that.
The balls?
You gotta have respect for yourself.
True.
And others. What else is going on in this crazy world of MMA?
Well, it's the end of the year, Matt, and it's the end of a decade, an era of time.
Yeah.
And I found this article on MMA fighting talking about the top 10 fighters of the decade.
Okay.
Yes.
Sweet.
So I'm going to go backwards.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Number 10, Tony Ferguson.
No.
Number 9, Chris Cyborg.
Okay.
Number 8, Henry Cejudo.
No.
Number 7, Stipe. I know you're going to say no. Miocic.
No.
Number 6, Georges St-Pierre.
He's when I say yes and no, it means it's not in the order, but yes or no is they should be in the top 10. GSP 100% should be.
Conor McGregor at number 5
of the decade. Yeah, because he brought some shit to MMA that MMA didn't have. So
Demetrius Johnson at number 4.
No.
Daniel Cormier number 3.
I have to pontificate on that for a second.
I think that's a maybe for me.
Yeah, because it depends who else I put in that list.
Yeah,
he may get bumped.
Habib Nurmagomedov. Number 2.
I don't want to put him in there, but he's a maybe.
Can you guess who's number 1?
Ronda Rousey.
No. No. But you're in the ballpark-ish, sort of.
Amanda Nunes.
No, it's not a female.
Well, I should.
But it's well, drama. It's drama like a female.
Drama like a female.
Who has drama like a female?
John Jones.
Thank you. John Jones at number
100%.
You think that's... I think out of all that's a fair assessment.
Where the fuck is Jose Aldo?
Okay.
If you're talking about the decade, there was a stretch. You got a John Jones, Jose Aldo, Anderson Silva, GSP.
What about Diaz? Nate Diaz doesn't make the list?
Again, it can, in consideration, it depends where else you go with your top 10. Mm-hmm. Tito's not in it.
Nope. You put Daniel Cormier in there, but I don't know.
I don't get it.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one. It's a hard list to make, I think, for 10 years. And thinking back, like, was Anderson Silva still in the mix? When did he get knocked out? 5 years ago? 7 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. Like, where when does that that time frame start and end, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you could be wiping some of those guys off. I'm just going, man... I remember the stretches where all those guys were champs for fucking so long.
Yes.
And then they get whitewashed away so easily because of the new guys coming in. And I get Nurmagomedov hasn't lost and Ferguson's on like a fucking crazy win streak and blah, blah, blah. But greatest of the 10 years? Fuck no.
No Amanda Nunes.
And I mean, she's had success in the last two.
Good point.
And but people are saying, and some arguing, that she's the greatest woman fighter of all time. And how is she not on there?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, she very well could be the greatest ever. I don't know.
I think that list is bullshit.
Sketchy. MMA fighting sketchy.
Bullshit at best. And it feels like a little UFC endorsed. Like, hey, here's our top 10. Put this out.
Yeah. I agree. Tony Ferguson, though. Come on.
He hasn't even held interim belt, not a legit belt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
So I'd like to revisit that next week.
Did you see the
a mental note.
UFC rally poster has been officially released. Junior Santos versus Curtis Blaydes. Our boy from Chicago.
That's a tough fight for Mr. Dos Santos.
It is. I feel like Blaydes is one of those guys that's been on the cusp for a while, like a couple years now. And he used to train with Comprito back 6-7 years ago, and Comprito was like, dude, that motherfucker is strong. Like, he talking about like how he would get thrown around. And this is a guy who was training with Brock.
Right.
And it was like, this guy's strong as fuck. So I feel like he's been up and coming for a while.
Yeah.
This could be the fight, I think, that sets him, you know, apart. If he can knock out Dos Santos... I think that can push him into that upper tier. He's going to get a title fight. It's not, you know.
Well, he's got the wrestling and he's got the ground upon. It's just the got to get the striking tweaked a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I mean, Dos Santos, it should be an easy takedown, fucking elbow him into submission. Plus, striking wise, like, Dos Santos, just not the same guy.
No.
Just not the same guy.
Yeah. It's a sad story. You got beat into, like, childhood by Cain Velasquez.
You're trying to say things over there.
Multiple times. Remember how he looked after those
takes
fights?
A little it was horrible, man. I know what you're saying.
It's crazy. So,
it's tough. Do you see Roy McDonald signed with the PFL?
No. Why did he do that?
That's the question. Bellator didn't offer him a contract.
Huh. Not interested, huh?
No. And... No, now he's going to his third organization in not so many years, chasing that $1 million prize. You know, you only have to beat a handful of people to get in that tournament and win $1 million.
Okay.
And he would just missed it with that Bellator one.
Yeah.
Like, they're a fucking tournament, but it seems weird. I don't know why Bellator passed. Like, did they not see value in
Probably
that?
Not.
Maybe they overpaid. Like, fuck, man. We thought you were going to be his dominant champion, and you lost.
Well, I mean, I don't think he's polarizing and doesn't draw crowds.
Good point.
And he's a little bit, like, weird, awkward socially. So, and then there's, like, this whole thing with the God, and I want to fight, but I don't want to fight, but I'm not sure.
But I feel like if you have the right PR person, you could curtail that persona. And he needs to be the Canadian psycho. That is his persona. And along the lines of the American Psycho, the Christian Bale character, like, but you fucking Rory McDonald that shit somehow, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know how he does it. Does he dress up like a Joker? I don't give a fuck what he does, but cut his hand off with the when he's stabbing an avocado. Like, do we have video of that when he cut his hand? Like, he needs to embrace the crazy. Maybe he's just not embracing the crazy.
Embrace the crazy.
Like GSP, right?
Yeah, he just embraced his woman and had three babies.
Right. And Firas Zahavi was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and he was talking about how crazy GSP was. He said when they go to a hotel room, he likes to put something in front of the door in case the aliens come in. I forgot what he said it was, but something in front of the door.
Tinfoil?
No, it was like a roller bar or something. I forgot what he said exactly.
I have bad news. I am red.
Okay.
Is red bad?
Yeah, red is, you're still good, but get another batter. We're going to, I'm about to order some new batteries.
Temporary timeout.
But he places that there so that if the aliens come, they won't know they disturbed it. And he'll know because that thing will be out of place when they wake up. So he'll know the aliens have got him.
It's crazy, man. I'm back to green.
All right, we've lost half our batteries in like the last. It's weird how they're all failing.
It's funny how that works because I was like, for some reason I'm talking to you, I'm like, I should check my battery, and I look down, it's red. It's like a thing somehow.
We knew.
So he puts a thing in front of the door, right? And then if it's moved, he knows.
Yeah, the aliens.
It couldn't be like a strong breeze came by.
It couldn't be like, housekeeping, me jerk you off. What kind of hotel is this?
Maybe he's got another personality living in there, and it's like a gay man. Who
I always thought he was, 100%.
I thought so too, but apparently not. I mean, he doesn't.
It doesn't matter if he's married.
It doesn't
not.
Really
he
matter.
Could be gay as
fuck. Could still be gay. But maybe the aliens is like a code word for.
He fucking pumped up the ass of 10 men full of semen.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Like a bunch of truckers come in and run a train on this guy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like that's what truckers do.
Are you a trucker? They run trains.
What do? We run trains.
I'm at, truckers drive trucks.
They don't run trains?
No.
Maybe they run trains on the weekend.
Conductor drives trains.
Or I get it.
Controls. What do you call that? Conducts?
Yeah.
Why do they call that a conductor?
Isn't that like a maestro?
A maestro. Hey, maestro. Fucking guy. Remember that guy? He's totally talking shit to me all the time. George. Remember he used to call me.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, I forgot about
so
that.
So condescending.
We're talking about a Krav Maga instructor.
So condescending.
What's up, maestro?
I don't know what he called that. What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say, man?
He's fucking with you.
All the time.
Oh,
asshole.
Shit. That guy was fucking crazy.
He was nuts.
He was
dude.
So militant, military based. Holy, you killed people for sure, yes. That guy. I miss that guy. We should go back to some training.
Fuck you, I'm not doing
he
that.
Can't, we might be able to take him. How old is he? He's got to be like 60 now.
We are not taking him.
No, we're not. Not even if we were taking him at the same time. We're not taking
him. No chance. His head was like all neck.
He was all, he was so gacked up on the shit and the sauce.
Remember how he would walk? We'd always make fun of that because this guy didn't walk. He like, kind of like strolled everywhere. It was like the one speed, which is like half walking. Because he's it was like
Husamar Palharis's build, but yeah. Just, it was just so stocky, and the amount of knowledge he had was insane.
Really, really great teacher, though.
Yes.
And pushed
and
us.
And he was probably one of the best teachers we ever had because he broke it down so simple. I like everything 1, 2, 3, 4. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I love it.
It was good.
Numbered and easy. Where we had all these other instructors where shit just did not sink in. Like, yeah. Throughout every discipline we've trained, he was probably the best as far as, like, what he taught and what got into my head.
I agree. And I think that was the best physical shape I ever been in. Was after, like, a year doing that with that. I mean.
I remember running hills. Like, it was nothing. I'd be like, phew. And then you got to that point where you were able to tell yourself, you're not fucking tired. Okay. Like, you think you're tired, but you know you can push harder. Because that was what that class taught you, too. Is like, you've got other gears. You just don't know you have them.
You just don't know.
Until you need to push. You can mentally push yourself
through.
All right,
I'm in. Let's do it, man.
No. But, like, you can... there's a caveat to this. Age fucks you up because you can push, but your body will break now.
Yes.
So there's a point, like, when we were doing that, I may have been... 2009, So that's 10 years ago. So I am 36. That's about the end of my age of, like, I could push hard then, but I will break now.
Yeah, your body is less pliable and stuff. I'm trying, actually, this week I'm doing a free week trial of F45. It's like
what's that?
It's like CrossFit without the barbells. So it's,
so what are you using for?
It's supposed to be less dangerous and less chance.
But what
of
are you using? What are you lifting? And like how?
I don't know.
It's body weight.
I have no idea. I'm
no barbells.
Doing it with the woman. She's like, "Do you want to do it?" I'm like, "Okay." I don't know. She's pretty fit. And I'm like,
could be a machine.
I could die.
Machine would be safer.
It's no machines. It's without the barbells, I guess. But maybe dumbbells or kettlebells. I don't know.
Oh,
medicine balls?
Your choices are rubber bands, body weight.
Maybe it's rubber bands.
Barbell, machine.
I'm going to do it 4 days this week.
Or it could just be mental. You could just be sitting there thinking about lifting weights.
There's a study they did that actually people who watch people working out actually burn calories. It's an interesting study. If you look it up, it's a thing. Don't think that it means you can sit on your couch and eat bonbons, but I'm just saying that you burn calories by watching people exercise.
So here's a question. If I watch 2 hours of porn a day, what does that do for me then? Am I burning calories? Am I gaining maneuvers?
Gaining maneuvers? You were trying to get porn maneuvers? Depends what kind of porn.
Depends what I'm into.
Bestiality?
I'm going to take a pass on that one.
Little German Scheiße videos?
I'm going to take a pass on that too.
Little pissing videos? How crazy are you getting? How crazy are we getting?
It depends.
This is doggy style, missionary?
It depends. Depends what I'm into that day. Every day it rotates. Do you have a login to a porn website?
I do not. Why do you ask? Are you going to send me something?
No, I'm just saying that maybe I have one. And then I can go back on, you can save videos, you can look at shit. It's all free.
Okay, your point being?
I have different tastes some days.
You
can check your history,
make playlists.
So maybe you're checking out some shit when you're high as fuck.
Okay.
Or you're wasted. Like, what am I into? What did I check out this week? Like, what the fuck? I shouldn't be looking at that.
I actually don't like looking at porn anymore. It's
good
weird.
For you. It's probably healthy.
It's like a thing that I'm not into. It's strange. I used to be into it, and I was like, nah. I like, you know, I feel like it desensitizes my ability to be present with the real thing. You know what I'm saying? He's like, what the fuck?
All right, this guy's talking about the long cock of balls.
I want to save it up. So give the full girth when it's delivered. Deliver it strong.
Hey.
Yeah. I want to, like, what do you call that? It's like you don't run a marathon before the race, you know?
There you do. Well, maybe not a marathon, but
you gotta like,
you can build up.
Peak,
you gotta build
peak.
Your stamina.
I'm good.
I only need 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Sorry. I'm about efficiency.
Okay.
Let's get back to MMA. We're so fucking tangent off. I'm sorry. It's been a while. We haven't been fucking...
Hey, speaking of efficiency.
Go ahead.
Like a week ago, Josh Barnett mysteriously got kicked out of a Bellator 235 headliner for an undisclosed illness. Has there been any news about what's actually wrong with this guy?
What?
I mean, maybe.
Steroids? Well, he did kill Affliction.
I think he might have potentially popped positive for some stuff.
He did seem sick. He did an interview, I think it was the same day that he, well, it wasn't him saying he was too sick. It was a doctor saying you're too fucking sick. Because I think they pumped him full of like 2 IVs worth of fucking enzymes and the good stuff. You know,
the good
stuff.
Sperm.
Hey, if that's what it takes to get you back
delivered
in the game,
rectally.
Whatever you need.
Okay.
If the doctor orders it, it's all good, man.
Dr. Baird would be all like, I'm just going to have to go ahead and deliver this.
Doctor, feel good. Hey, how about Nikki Six? Should we talk about him?
Sure.
Fucking talk about MMA. Jeez, how old is that motherfucker? And
70.
Did you see like what good a shape he was in? That's and it. He was talking about the tours and like how many injuries he had in the last tour. Because they're on this fucking huge comeback tour. Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett. Are you fucking
Joan
kidding
Jett.
Me? Well, they open and Joan opens and then Poison. She doesn't seem to fit the bill, but. I think they just wanted to check so we could be politically correct or
like
some shit.
Like a banger backstage.
I don't know. Eek. That's tough. She's like 4'2 and like 70 years old.
Okay, never mind. I don't think that would stop them, though.
Well, they're the same age. They're in the same ballpark. Like, but I was just saying, Nicky Six, he looks in phenomenal shape.
He does. He has like if you look up the injuries, though, he's got like a huge, he's like a hit by a bowling ball, a truck.
Well, it's not easy to perform like they perform, man. Yeah. Like, if you want to see a rock show, it's not like these guys are stationary, right?
It's hard on your body. Playing those shows night in and night out.
For hours upon hours, right? You're probably putting a two-hour set, right?
At least, yeah.
And fucking getting after it. And then travel. Like, good luck being in your 60s doing all that shit.
So, yeah,
shit.
I do the yogas, Matt. Yoga is good for your body. I do the yoga.
Loosen the shit up.
Oh, yeah. Keeps you nice and pliable.
That's what it's all about. It's pliability. So, let's talk about, we've got this Conor McGregor, Donald Cerrone card, UFC 246 coming up. The UFC was so kind. They said, you know what? Conor McGregor's coming back, so we're going to treat you to a nice little price increase, and we're going to raise the price of the UFC pay-per-view to what?
$64.95
now.
$99.95.
And I like how they were bragging when they got that ESPN deal. They said, oh, we know it's going to cost you a little money per year, so we're going to lower the price of the pay-per-view. But now, just for 1 year, we're going to raise the price back up for Conor McGregor. And that card is dog shit. Dog shit. Did we find the card, UFC 246? Like, holy crap. It may be the worst card of the century.
Yes, we have UFC 246. I see the card, Conor McGregor. Holly Holm versus Raquel Pennington.
Ugh.
Claudia Garella versus Alexa Grasso. Anthony Pettis versus Diego Ferreira. Who's Diego Ferreira? I do not know.
I think he won a UFC Brazil or was in the contention for one of the tough shows or something.
And then
Roxanne Modafferi versus Macy Barber. Andrew Philly versus Sadiq Youssef. Drew Dover, I mean, it's just like,
looks like a free card.
Exactly.
Minus the main event.
So basically, you're paying for Conor McGregor versus Donald Cerrone.
I feel like they put everybody on the card that doesn't get pay-per-view points. I wonder why they would do that.
Because they need to pay Conor, like, all the money. And part of the problem is probably because how do you pay Conor McGregor more money if he doesn't get a slice of the pay-per-view? He may not get a slice of the pay-per-view, so maybe that $5 extra is half to Conor, half to ESPN, UFC. I don't know who, but I just sigh because I'm okay if you raise the price because they did it for one of his fights, but in the past, remember, like, oh, this one's going to be $5 more, but it was a card worthy of charging $5 more.
Yes.
And now we're just charging $5 more because Conor McGregor's fighting.
You're on Wikipedia?
Yeah, look.
Getting hit by the please pay us money?
Me.
How come yours is bigger? Mine's like a little... Oh, you clicked on it. You can make it smaller.
Oh, I didn't click on anything.
Oh, no, I can't make it smaller.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Wikipedia.
Like an F word.
Bastards.
Here's a good one. So Mark Raimondi tweeted this out. He says, Nevada State Athletic Commission has suspended PFL's Alex Nicholson 4 years for testing positive for 3 steroids.
Whoa.
Stemming from an in-competition sample. In competition, 3. This is like Chael Sonnen. I think Chael had 4, so you didn't even beat him. In relation to his October 31st PFL playoff bout, Nicholson was suspended and fined $15,000. The steroids were Nandrolone, Donalone and Trenbolone.
Trenbolone. Those are like, I don't know how you can get busted for those anymore because those are pretty tested. It's like stupid to have that.
Well, and it said he...
Nandrolone.
He said he never responded to the complaint against him and didn't defend himself. So it may be like the Stefan Bonner one where he just, like, this is going to be my last fight. I'm going to do all the fucking steroids and see what happens. And fuck it. I'm out 4 years. I was going to fucking not fight anymore anyway. So, I don't know what to say about that. But.
You win some, you lose some.
You going to go out with the bang?
Yeah.
You got anything else?
I'm done.
Your mountains.
It's the mountains.
Oh, sorry. I got to look and see what this guy's looking at. They said on February 22nd, they're going to do the rematch of Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury.
Ooh.
And I don't know what the cost of the pay-per-view is going to be. I don't remember what the last time was. It's probably 75. I think last time was 75. And it's weird because this one is a co-pay-per-view between Fox and ESPN. Because you got all these guys who are signed by this and that. And it's boxing. There's fuckery involved. It's probably going to be a draw again. It's a problem because Fury's a good boxer. Wilder's got a lot of power. I thought Fury won the last fight. He got robbed. But it's boxing. So you got to come to expect shenanigans, right? Mm-hmm. Like I think their goal is always, how do we get another fight out? We got to have controversy.
Yes.
You can't have a straight-up decision. But if someone knocks somebody out, what are you going to do? You know, I mean, it's finality. And did you see the Overeem?
Yes, they fixed his face.
The Wolverine, I'm like, holy fuck. The before and after, like...
It's pretty crazy. It's like only 10 days later or something, right?
12 days later from, like, a gash and a half on his lip to nothing. That doesn't make sense. Like, how is that possible?
The human body is a beautiful thing, man. It heals.
12 days?
12 days.
I got a gash on my head. Like, you can't... I don't know if it's still there.
It's all the good drugs. There, still there.
Fuck, that was no 12 days. That was a while to heal. I had a plastic surgeon stitch me up.
He heals, maybe he's on the good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, we were talking about Tony Ferguson. Let's see his new training technique. Oh, my shit's on point. Hopefully I'm muted. We don't need volumes. What the? Stick and move. Stick. Move, stick, stick. Total. Oh, spinning elbow. That's what it's all about. Maybe I should do that.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe we should rain this place full of those.
Dicks. Just dicks everywhere.
I thought we talked about this, right?
Flying dicks.
I thought we were going to have seatbelts.
Yes.
Right? Just in case. And then I thought we were going to have a button where just dicks come down. Yeah. Maybe one in the middle so it's a pendulum and we can just
hit us.
No, maybe just throw it at you. Just miss us. Like that video with the parakeets I just showed you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Vroom, vroom, like a dick.
Vroom, I like it. Vroom.
It's all about dicks. Just really close to your face, but not in it.
I feel like this is a fantasy of yours.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
As long as they're black, you can go.
Great.
You're safe then. Moving right along. So, if this is your girlfriend and her wife, how do you respond to this video? She's got a headset on, virtual reality. Boom. And then accidentally breaks your TV. Probably use a little volume.
Whoa! What the fuck?
She fucking breaks your TV.
Just to buy a new one.
Boxing then. How mad are you?
Not that mad.
Okay. At least you fucking took a swing.
Yeah.
But I've seen women playing the Wii. I got a brother's girlfriend over here and getting closer and closer to the TV. I feel that's on the guy. Because I got up and I'm like, hey, you're a little too close to the TV. Step back. Just please step back right now.
Yep.
You don't let them get that close. Especially if you're wearing that fucking headset. You gotta expect some shit's going on.
Why didn't you need a TV at all for the headset? That's
you don't, but I think that's more for the people watching so they can see what she's doing.
Okay.
You gotta
check your women, man.
Exactly.
Check that shit at the door.
Yes.
Take a sip.
Let's do a tweet of the week. This goes to Mac Malley. He says, I heard they're making EA UFC 4 so realistic that anytime you try to do Tony Ferguson versus Habib, the game freezes up. Yeah, 100%.
I like that. I still haven't played UFC 3, but it's part of EA Access. I might download it and check it out.
Yeah, I gave up on all those. Mm. I remember playing them with my daughters. Like we play like Ronda Rousey versus Kat Zingano, Ronda Rousey versus Misha Tate. I thought it was cool back then because then they could show them like some women of the moves.
You can see, women can fight too. Ladies.
Pick up some shit from there.
Okay.
Here's this Lena something of Kova, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas. And I appreciate a good Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Yuletide right there, my friend.
That's right.
That's a nice booty.
It's felt. It's tight. It's tight. Do a little Astonuts.
It's time for Astonuts.
That's right. I feel we need more epic music.
And sausage, man.
And like bass.
And the Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears. Ball of sausage. What? If you could change the outcome of any past fight, what fight would you choose and how would you change it?
Outcome of any past fight.
There's a bunch.
I would say...
Do you want BJ Penn versus GSP 2?
I knew you'd say that. Yes. I'm thinking that one...
The opposite?
That one I would like to see the opposite. Instead of GSP smothering Penn, maybe a Penn smother GSP.
I would like Anderson Silva versus Rich Franklin. The exact opposite, where Rich catches him in the clinch and Anderson doesn't know how to get out of it and he fucks him up nonsensically.
Yes, I would like to see Damian Maia get a submission on Anderson Silva in the fourth round of that title fight.
Fuck yeah.
That would be great.
I'd like to see Chael Sonnen not get triangled by Anderson Silva.
Yes.
And was that the fight he tested positive, or was that... No, it was the John Jones fight.
John Jones fight.
Oof. Or if it goes another round, is the toe's broken.
I'd like to see Gustafsson beat John Jones in that fight, because he actually won. And see what would happen after that. How does John Jones deal with a loss on his record?
I'd like to see Brock Lesnar beat Alistair Overeem with a body kick.
That would be nice.
And then pound Cain Velasquez in the submission. Mm-hmm. And go on for a 3-year run at heavyweight.
I'd like to see Ronda Rousey win a couple more fights so that her and Chris Cyborg would have fought.
Yeah, that's the one fight that, oof, God, that would have been a destruction of Ronda Rousey. And mm-hmm. well warranted from all the shit that woman talked, Ronda, to her.
True.
There's so many.
Many, many. But, you know, this is why we fight people.
True.
Because you never know.
All right. We'll move on. Jared Christians asks, whatever happened to Mike Dolce and the Dolce diet? Well, I feel like Rampage was on the Dolce diet for his last fight.
Was he? Dolce disappeared.
He went way out. You don't hear anything about that guy anymore. No. I think he's still around, but...
Let me Google.
I'm trying to think. I think he fucked up someone's weight loss. Was it Joanna Jędrzejczyk? There was some fighter that there was an issue where someone missed weight or was close to missing weight. But he's definitely not getting the publicity that he used to. And I think a lot of the guys are, it's more on the down low now.
He's still got a website.
There was another guy, I think Lockhart, was doing it too. Like it was Dolce and Lockhart. And how about more fighters moving up in weight?
Yeah. They can eat.
I don't know. Cheesecake. All day, all night, all day.
Cheesecake sounds good right now, man. Don't tease me.
I'm going right to bed. No cheesecakes.
Yeah, I'm not having... I don't even know where to get cheesecake at this hour. It's not possible.
I probably have one in my freezer.
Cheesecake? Why?
Because I got paid in cheesecakes once. Or actually, I didn't, but my brother got paid in cheesecakes. He did a speaking opportunity for free, and they decided to pay him in cheesecakes.
How many?
Like five. Here's five cheesecakes. Like, anytime someone comes to speak, we pay them in cheesecakes. I'm like, okay. My brother's not going to eat cheesecakes, so they all went right to me. Bryce loves them. Okay. Then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. # Nuts Rule, # Matt Rape Train, # Ingo Sugar Daddy. Number one, my new goal is to try to figure out what type of guy is Henry Cejudo. And I came up with some more theories. I appreciate the thumb up, middle, and down response. Okay. Henry Cejudo is the type of guy who loses on purpose in the next Olympics just so he can have a silver medal. Henry Cejudo is the type of guy that the lifeguard blows a whistle at if he gets past the 4-foot marker in the public pool. Henry Cejudo is the type of guy that walks into the grocery store and announces the champ is here to fucking crickets. You're fading on this one.
Yes, it's not great.
Henry Cejudo is the type of guy to sue the Department of Highways for building the roads too close to his asshole. I don't know what that means, but I like it. It'd be redeeming. Henry Cejudo is the type of guy to do a muscle up to take a piss. We should have closed on the other one.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I need to reorder. I like to be fresh when I read these, so my reaction
the asshole
is...
Moments, but I have no clue what that means. I don't know. It's just funny.
Of course. Would you rather have the ability to solve any mathematical equation in your head instantly, mm-hmm. or communicate in any existing language in the world with perfect fluency?
The language.
100%. Like, why do I need to do math? I'm not a fucking idiot savant retard.
No.
You know?
Nobody uses math.
I don't want to be Matt Damon in whatever that movie was where he's doing
Goodwill
math.
Hunting?
Like, fuck you. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I wouldn't mind being Matt Damon, like in general.
Right.
You know, that would be okay. But not in that movie. Right? Yeah.
Would you rather continue with your life or restart it?
Continue.
Yeah, I don't want to do over. I just want to do this and be done. Just fucking sleep forever. MMA Not Zombie Show, episode number 3, Amazons, part number 1.
Ooh. Amazon women? All right.
Back in the camp, the day starts with Matt working out by deadlifting some heavy weights while Cyborg spots him.
Ooh,
I like this. She tossed my salad. And she keeps yelling motivational quotes in Portuguese. And that's perfect because I can speak all languages fluently at any time. Meanwhile, Ingo is talking with the children of the camp and teaching them BJJ. He talks to them. Says, all right, everyone, listen up. This is my dojo. In my dojo, we build character.
Okay.
We reveal character. We never lie. We identify leaders. We eliminate posers. We reveal leaders, and we build champions of life.
I like it.
After that, Matt and Ingo can be seen drinking a gluten-free beer in the middle of the camp, just chilling.
So far, so good. Mm-hmm. Life is good in season three. Episode 3, part 1. Okay.
Damian Maya approaches you guys and tells you about something that could be a problem.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, there is the Amazon queen named Angela White, and he says, look at that picture of her, guys. You're not going to regret it.
Oh, my. Who the fuck is Angela White?
Porn star.
Yikes.
And she is organizing a group of super hot women genetically improved to have sex and kill men.
At the same time?
Something like that. You guys must now embark on a new mission besides killing zombies, which is to dominate those women and subdue the Amazon Queen. You guys suit up. Matt wears an open leather jacket with a back logo saying, here comes the rape train. A white MMA Japanese pride t-shirt, jeans armed with 2 sawed-off shotguns.
Okay.
Shoot them sideways. Kill shot! Ingo uses a black no-sleeve t-shirt with the front logo saying, call me your sugar daddy. A red bandana on his head and armed with a katana.
I like it. That's how I would roll.
You guys head south. Continue.
In search of the Amazon women. But we run into a camp of something. Midgets.
Are they gay?
Gay midget zombies.
Okay.
That we have to kill. I don't know. We run into a... I've run myself into a corner. we're going to take this story.
But apparently Ingo had just fallen down to his head on a rock, so he's passed out and he's dreaming about this.
Okay. So it's all a dream.
Then we step upon the real camp, and it's a bunch of the new Amazonian women's.
We're having a naked dance orgy.
Right, and there's a good 10 of them. And
100.
100. Perfect. Each one hotter than the next.
Correct. All sweating and glistening and muscular and just very sensual, right?
That's right. And they see us and they assume the position.
And not shaven, just bush.
Right. And they assume the position. The position is a doggy style. 100 ladies ready. is ready. So instead of us delivering the payload, we take our shotguns out. Angle just starts slicing heads off from one side. I start shotgunning heads off from the other side. And then we fuck
them. And then we deliver the payload.
That's right. Then we deliver the payload. We fuck them nonsensically in their throat holes, which have been exposed from the kill shots.
Okay.
And that's what it's all about. It's all about the kill shot.
Where's Angela Wang? Is the question.
Oh, we haven't gotten to her yet.
Ah.
She gets so turned on by this that she's
fingering herself.
Feverishly. To the point where I feel like she gets rug burned.
Okay.
Because you could probably get a rug burn, right?
Smoke and fire and flames.
Sets herself on fire. Spontaneously combusts herself from the amount of friction. Because I could imagine zombies are super dry.
Probably.
In the downstairs area. Wink, 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 wink. That's wah, wah.
Okay.
Somehow we win yet again. And then we drink more gluten-free beer because apparently zombies know how to make it really well.
Okay. And then life is good after that. We're both smoking cigars, reminiscing about the day.
And then I toss one of their asses, like a salad.
Okay.
Because wow. I gotta eat a zombie ass just to see what it's all about.
All right.
See, is this all right? Like, do I have to worry about diseases? Probably doesn't matter in an apocalyptic kind of world. If you're going to toss a salad, you might as well toss a zombie salad.
All right.
Let's move right along. We're not in knowledge yet. We're close. Fuck, marry, kill. Celebrity Edition number 71. Adult Adventures number 7. Amy Reid, Brie Olsen, and Cody Lane.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with Amy Reid.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Doesn't move the needle. Like Nate Diaz.
That's all you right there.
Brie also.
For sure.
Goddamn right. She's already wedded. Pregnanted. And then Cody Lane. Look at her.
She looks dangerous. I think you got to fuck Cody Lane.
Agree.
Brie Olsen, I'm going to pass on. I'll marry the first one.
Okay. I'll kill that first one.
Yeah.
A little too thin. Mm-hmm. A little meat on the bone.
Socially, politically, it's completely incorrect. But it's okay.
It's all good. I'll sit here for the rest of the night.
Nice booty.
Any knowledge?
No.
I'll just say, the whole theme of this is some people just want to see the world burn. So let's start with this one. This girl takes no prisoners.
Wow.
She gives no quarter, Santa. Fuck you and your shitty presents.
Oh, shit.
Just going to town. And she's got a helmet on for safety.
Just in case Santa gets
crispy. That's right. And he keeps trying to give her the business, and she's just not having
it. She's got a nice hook, man. Bam, bam.
Yeah, she's throwing bombs, man. Good twist.
Mm-hmm.
Good
I love
turn.
It.
And then, see what this one is. Oh, I need volume for this one. We got I have to click on some shit here.
Who's Matt Hughes?
No.
Whoa.
And mind you, this guy's got some kind of tallywhacker in his hand. The guy that threatens his kneecaps.
Do you want to lose your fucking kneecap?
Oof.
Damn, dude.
And
he got tweaked up pretty good.
Yeah. The guy, this...
What's the backstory? Do we know?
I don't know. Gusts of Wind on Reddit said his thought of what was said there. He says... Punch me in the jaw once for yes, twice for no.
Okay.
It's like, oh my god. Okay. I don't know. The form was good on the strikes, but there was a lot of problems with his offense. He had wrist control on the hand that didn't have a weapon, and then he turned away, which is a big problem. If someone's got a weapon, don't fucking turn your back. Frame him out and
he was trying to distract him. You know, pretend.
I want to be like this. Like, if you have that weapon, I'm going to be here just in case this is coming down. I'm blocking that. But, I'm going to be like, hey, man, take it easy so this can go up. But he turned. Never turned away. Never turned away.
It was a distraction thing. He was, like, trying to.
Second dive him. Like,
yeah, he's like,
hey, man, what's that?
Yeah. That was a good one, too.
Yeah.
Curved it up.
all we got. Put down.
All right.
We'll be back
in a week.
Yep.
Ish. That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. You guys have a safe New Year. Don't get too crazy. Stay behind. Stay on this side of the bars, not the other side.
Right.
Like the metal bars. Yeah. 2020.
Yeah. Make some plans.